There are 7 national wildlife refuges in Wisconsin and 2 federal wetland management districts. They're under the supervision of the Interior Department and the recently confirmed director of the Fish and Wildlife Service, Sam Hamilton. While at the Society of Environmental Journalists meeting in Madison last week, Hamilton called the Midwest the breadbasket of wildlife, saying there's a lot going on in the region. Hamilton says he'd like to see bigger or better refuges.
We have our way, you know, obviously we got to watch the budget and it's a tough time fiscally, but yeah, I think we're going to rejuvenate the land acquisition of the Fish and Wildlife Service in a big way. I think that's our goal. So I think you'll see some new refuges. I think you'll see some filling in some refuges we've already got and connecting some in a meaningful way.
Hamilton says climate change will affect some of the land decisions at the refuges as his agency tries to help birds and other critters do things like migrate.
In a way that gives wildlife a chance to adapt, connectivity between important areas, so more land acquisition, more conservation easements, more habitat restoration, but done very strategically using state-of-the-art modeling.
Conservation groups say the Fish and Wildlife Service must live up to its promises, or climate change, urban sprawl, and other threats will continue to nibble away at refuge boundaries. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.